Did you have any experience? Like, did you do that in high school, or what was the transition like?
I definitely played everything in high school.
Yeah.
I was in 2A high school, so I played everything.
Has it been a challenge at all, the transition from receiver to corner?
I wouldn't say it was a challenge. I would say it's definitely different, but I wouldn't say it was a challenge.
There's kind of an issue going in small high school. How many kids are in your graduating class?
Maybe 150.
Okay, all right. So that's, I didn't know what 2A was. Which
yeah.
Was 2A.
Okay, maybe 100, 150, something like that.
Yeah.
So what's your skill set, or what's your best strength? Is it the fact that you have the experience of playing being a wide receiver before, so that helps you when trying to cover wide receivers, or is it your height? Like, what is it that you bring?
I would say it's my height and length, and definitely I played wide receiver before, so once I see a wide receiver with a spot on the field, it definitely give me routes that I can eliminate and help me to be a better defensive back.
Anybody have anything else?
Well, what do you think about the opportunity coming into this situation where obviously the secondary is in flux? They lost somebody like Darrell Revis, and, you know, the team's still trying to get its identity back as far as on the back end.
I definitely haven't got that far yet. I'm just trying to make it through mini camp and learn the playbook and just live in the moment.
Have you, because it's kind of, I mean, like you said, you're doing an entirely different position. Now you're doing an entirely different position on the highest level that you can do the position. So have you worked with any ex-defensive backs or guys that are currently in the league to advance the progression of the position at all?
No, sir. I actually just, I practice against Dante Monkey when he come to Ole Miss. And, he basically just take me through, do one-on-ones, and just try to get me ready for this level.